NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
You were at Whidbey Island over the weekend. When the crew returned, you talked to the pilot. What was your impression?
It really was something, Bob. You know, we've covered so many of these events that are sad, and the joyousness of the return of this crew to Whidbey Island was just contagious. The sun was shining, the crowd was excited, and then when Shane Osborne opened the door and came down the plane steps onto the little red carpet that had been put down, there was just tremendous yelling, screaming, excitement. And he is a very impressive young man, 26 years old, suddenly in the international spotlight, but very self-effacing. But it was clear in talking to him that he took tremendous responsibility for this crew. First of all, the harrowing business of getting the plane down. And when we were talking, we were sitting in front of a duplicate of his plane. And these are great big, it looks like something out of a museum. You know, it's this great huge plane with four propellers. And the idea of that thing being upside down in the sky and him somehow getting it safely on the ground was remarkable. But then he said, I insisted on being there first when the door was open so that he was the person who greeted the Chinese soldiers that surrounded the plane. He was kept in isolation except meals during the detention and basically didn't sleep because he was so worried about whether his crew members were being taken off for some kind of interrogation. He took tremendous responsibility, but as you just heard in Tom Goldman's piece, nothing's going to his head here. He's ready to get back up in that plane.
Well, I hope he gets more than 30 days leave.
It would be a nice thing, but it's, it is the Navy.
Yeah. President Bush chose not to attend Saturday's welcome ceremony. I mean, can you imagine Ronald Reagan or Bill Clinton not being at such a thing?
No, I can't. But I think in a lot of ways it was a relief for these crew members because, first of all, it meant that the event really was about them and not about the president. And secondly, they were able to really be with their families. President Bush has invited them to come to the White House with their families, which, of course, is a lot more fun for them than him coming to Whidbey Island and messing up the traffic. But the interesting thing is the president also chose not to go to Cincinnati over the weekend, where, of course, there was the funeral for the young black man who had been shot by the police, and there had been demonstrations and riots and all of that. And I think President Clinton would have been there as well. I think President Bush could have created demonstrations by his presence. So his staying out of the limelight, his just spending Easter weekend with his family, probably underscored a lot of the style of his presidency, which is to make some decisions but let other people handle it.
Based on what crew members have said and on Defense Department videotapes of past Chinese interceptions, do you expect Congress to do anything?
Well, you know, I think that an interesting thing's happened here, Bob. You said at the beginning that the Navy is talking about sending the USS Kitty Hawk into the area to protect U.S. surveillance planes. That's somewhat of a warning, I would suspect, to the Chinese when they go into these meetings this week. And that's what we've been seeing, is that the Defense Department on Friday, Secretary Rumsfeld had a rather dramatic press conference showing these videotapes of past interceptions of Chinese planes, by Chinese planes. And these are aimed at showing the Chinese exactly what we know and what happened, as are the debriefs of the crew members. But the effect of that can also be to harden attitudes in Congress against the Chinese. And there are a couple of, as we've talked before, major votes coming up, arms sales to Taiwan, trading status with China. And I do think that you're seeing, particularly in the conservative wing of the Republican Party, a sense that China does these things and never pays, that it jails dissidents, including a U.S. citizen. It holds U.S. crew members. It represses religion. It forces abortion. And it doesn't pay. And I think you're going to see some kind of move along those lines in Congress, although what they might be at this point is still unclear.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.